This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got the World Series set. We got the Dodgers going from Los Angeles up to Toronto, Canada, to take on the Blue Jays. We got Game 1 that takes place this Friday. It took us a while to get here. We had to watch some teams go by the wayside. The Mariners losing in a Game 7. The Brewers getting swept. Joining us right now to talk about what we've witnessed, what we could see the rest of the way as the season comes to a close. And joining us right now is someone who is a host and analyst for the Foul Territory Network. Welcome back to the show, Kyle Glazer. Kyle, how are you, man? You've been enjoying all the games?
Oh, yeah. This has been a very, very exciting postseason already, and we're about to get to the main event. This has been a lot of fun, and I have a feeling it's only going to get even more exciting.
Man, things were exciting last night. Unfortunately for the Mariners, they go by the wayside after blowing that 2-0 series lead. And now we see, obviously, the Blue Jays are the team that's going to be moving forward. The Mariners have never been to a World Series. They always get close to the postseason. Now they get close to making it, and it still doesn't happen. What are your thoughts on what they could do next season? Can they be back in this spot with all the parity in the game right now?
Very much so. The Mariners are a team that has a lot of talent. You have Julio Rodriguez. You have Cal Raleigh. You have a starting rotation still that when everyone is right and on their game is one of the best in baseball. Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, Brian Wu, Bryce Mo, Luis Castillo. All these guys are going to be back. Matt Brash and Andres Munoz in the bullpen. The Mariners are bringing back most of their star players. Now, Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez, their two big deadline additions, will be free agents. But whether they re-sign them or bring someone else in, the Mariners have a great foundation. And, oh, by the way, they have one of baseball's best farm systems as well. They can pull up new talent from or use to go make an impact trade somewhere. So the Mariners, I think, will be in the postseason next year, the year after that, and the year after that. It's just about getting in as many times as possible, and hopefully things break their way.
Well, there was a lot said about the other team that, well, they got swept, and that happened to be the Brewers. We know that they were 6-0 against the Dodgers in the regular season. That didn't amount to too much of anything at all in the postseason. We know that happens to also be a young team. We're going to see Churio continue to get better. What are your thoughts on the Brewers?
Yeah, they have a lot of really, really good, young, controllable talent. They also have some studs in their farm system coming up. So the Brewers are in great position to continue being a perennial playoff contender out of the NL Central and realistically probably the division title favorite in the division for the next few years. They're going to have to make some changes in terms of they're going to have to get off of using openers and bullpen games if they want to match up against teams like the Dodgers. They got to let their studs go out and trust them to do their thing on the mound. And they realistically do need to up their payroll as much as possible to add some more impact hitters that can contend against those frontline arms. So the Brewers have a lot of really good pieces in place, but they do need to make a philosophical change in how they address their pitching in the postseason. They've done this year after year after year, and it never works. So they need to kind of get off that and start letting these flamethrowing stars they have actually just go to work.
Kyle Glazer covers everything baseball for the Foul Territory Network. When you think about the main event that we're getting ready to see this upcoming Friday, what are you expecting from this World Series between the Jays and the Dodgers?
I'm expecting to see the best starting rotation in baseball going up against one of the best lineups in baseball, and it's going to be strength on strength, and it's going to be fantastic. Look, the Dodgers starting rotation has a 1.40 ERA this postseason. They're rolling out four number ones. And then you look at the Blue Jays, they're averaging 6.5 runs per game this postseason. Let's not forget, they beat the hell out of the Yankees. They just took down a really good Mariners pitching rotation. The Blue Jays are legit, and I think that while I will pick the Dodgers to win this series, the Blue Jays are no joke, especially with home field advantage. They have the second best home record of any team in baseball this year, behind only the Phillies. I think we're going to see some star power come out in a big way, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what do you see from the Dodgers that causes you to kind of give them the edge over the Jays?
Yeah, I think ultimately just the quality of starting pitching they're getting. We see when push comes to shove, elite starting pitching does tend to outweigh elite offense in the postseason. And the thing is, the Dodgers can also swing the bat. I mean, both the Dodgers and Blue Jays were top five in the majors in pretty much every offensive category. You know, they can match up with the Jays run for run. And then I do think they just have the better starting rotation. Not that the Jays are bad. The Dodgers are just pitching at such an elite level. It's truly historic. Add in some postseason experience and also the fact the National League was just better than the American League this year. I do think all those point to the Dodgers winning. That said, again, I don't expect them to romp over the Jays or sweep or anything. I think it's going to be a really fun competitive series, and the Jays will certainly have some games where they get theirs and put a scare into the Dodgers a little bit.
Oh, Kyle, I mean, one thing that we did see, speaking of big performances, we saw what Shohei Ohtani did last Friday. And it's just kind of mind-numbing to think, okay, at I don't know, it could be a random July or June. The fact that he did it in the postseason is kind of mind-numbing. What are your thoughts on what he did on Friday and, you know, what he may be able to do moving forward?
Shohei Ohtani has had so many absolutely unbelievable performances across his career already. When you talk about hitting 400-foot bombs and going out and striking out, you know, double-digit batters, he did it with the Angels. We started to see him get to do it a little bit with the Dodgers here, and now he's returned to the mound. But for him to do what he did in the postseason in a clinching game to go to the World Series, three homers, six innings, 10 strikeouts, it is the single greatest individual performance in Major League Baseball history in terms of an individual game. And look, Shohei Ohtani is the single most talented player in Major League Baseball history. I'm not going to say the best because I think volume and scale and longevity matters, but from a pure talent standpoint, he is the single most talented player in baseball history. And that was true before that game. That game was just a showcase of how...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ridiculously talented he is.
Kyle Glazer is joining us from the Foul Territory Network. When you think about the Dodgers and all of the stars they have, from the Mookie Betts to the Freemans to the guys in the starting rotation, the Yamamotos and what have you, Dave Roberts, it seems like he got the job pretty easy. You know, sit there, make a call here or there, hope you don't get criticized. How easy or not easy of a job is it for him to kind of manage these personalities, the talent, the roster, and with all the payroll and everything that gets highlighted all the time?
Look, anytime you have the roster he does, you can definitely afford to just let your studs go out and do their thing. You don't have to worry as much about juggling, you know, a bunch of players who might not be actually any good or trying to figure out ways to score runs. So the in-game management part of it, aside from the bullpen right now, which we'll get to in a second, you know, it's certainly easier than some other managers' jobs. On the flip side, managing all those personalities, dealing with the media, you know, dealing with expectations, keeping the team on an even keel when people are freaking out because they're not winning 116 games, that's important. And Dave Roberts has done a really, really good job throughout his career of, you know, keeping a star-studded clubhouse together, which is not easy. We've seen a lot of clubhouses with a lot of big personalities clash and then ultimately crash and burn. The fact that Dodgers have never had that happen is a testament to Dave Roberts.
When you think about the Blue Jays, we've expected the Dodgers to be here for years. They have been kind of in this position for the better part of a decade as it stands right now. The Blue Jays have it. I mean, traditionally, historically, they've been in the shadow of the New York Yankees. We talked about how they smashed them. How have they gotten to this point to even be at this position to take on the Dodgers in the World Series?
The Blue Jays have had elite talent for years and years and years and years, and for whatever reason, they just kept underperforming. They couldn't seem to get everyone to have a good year at the same time, and they were really one of the biggest underachievers in Major League Baseball over the last few years. When you looked at the roster and then you looked at the standings, it didn't quite add up. That has changed this year. George Springer having a bounce back year, Alejandro Kirk having a bounce back year, Bo Bichette having a bounce back year before he got hurt, Vladdy, you know, getting back to being his elite self. You add in some veteran starting pitchers who have been there and done that, and you get some really good support players as well. It really clicked for them this year. And I think for the Blue Jays, the talent has been there to be a World Series contender. They just never could kind of piece it all together. And this is the year they finally did. And again, we're seeing how good they can be. This was the one seed in the American League. They made quick work of the Yankees and just beat a really good Mariners team again. The Blue Jays are no joke, and the talent is real.
Hey, Kyle, we know that you picked the Dodgers to go ahead and win it all. We're going to blink, and then we're going to be right in the midst of the offseason. I mean, historically, over the past several years, it's taken some time to see some key free agents end up on new teams. We know Schwarber likely to stay with the Phillies, Castellanos likely to move. What are some of the stories that we should pay attention to in the offseason?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times you'll see teams be reluctant to pay for first base DH types who are in their 30s. Well, you have Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso, who's going to opt out. Those are two of the best free agents in the class. And realistically, you can probably throw Eugenio Suarez in here as well. I'm going to be really interested to see how teams treat, you know, the corner DH types in their 30s, because those guys typically don't age well, but they're all going to command big contracts. I think the other piece of this that we have to keep an eye on, and look, Kyle Tucker's going to get paid. We know that. There's a lot of belief across the industry that there will be a work stoppage after the 2026 season. The only question is, will it be a short one where, you know, like we saw a few years ago, where spring training's delayed a little bit, but no big deal. They still play a full 162. Or is it something that will last longer and go into the season? There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding that right now. And typically when teams aren't sure what their revenue streams are going to look like, they tend to be a little more reserved in their free agent spending. So I think the looming specter of a work stoppage after 2026, I think it'll be really, really important to watch how that affects this year's free agent class and ultimately how much teams are willing to commit to guys.
Uh-oh. Oh, Kyle, yeah, I don't want to end on a dour note, but do you think that we're ultimately going to end up with a work stoppage? Do you also think we're going to be heading towards a salary cap?
I will say that everyone in the industry, league officials, agents, executives, players, everyone believes there will be a work stoppage when the current CBA expires after the 2026 season. The only thing that differs is some believe that ultimately there's too much money involved for them to let it last too long and we won't lose any games and it'll be something that people just remember as a footnote, you know, that many years down the road. There are other people who think that because some owners feel so strongly about wanting a salary cap, they might be willing to forfeit an entire season to get it. We could be in for a long work stoppage. I do not think there will be a salary cap when all is said and done. That is a red line for the Major League Baseball Players Association that I do not see them ever, you know, accepting. But I do think we're going to see some more restraints on spending, kind of a middle ground that, you know, some of the small market owners feel like they can live with.
All right. Well, I guess we better enjoy the baseball that we have in front of us. We got game one of the World Series taking place this upcoming Friday in Toronto as the Blue Jays host the Dodgers. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle A. Glazer. You can watch on Foul Territory Network, and I also contribute as a writer to MLB.com. So you can find me writing, talking, tweeting, all of it.
Hey, Kyle, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.